Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And listen to Jesus' response. Then Jesus said unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Wow! Did you see that battle going on there?
Yeah.
What a battle that was going on there.
Yeah.
But I want you to know Jesus' response each time it was, it is written.
Amen.
You must know the Word of God. And as Doug was saying, each morning get up and start with the Lord in the morning. That's what I like to do. Read them in the morning. Because when Satan attack you, he is going to attack you. And the only thing that you can defend him with is the Word of God. We know the book of Ephesians lists the armor of God. He gives you one offensive weapon. And that was that sword. But you use it as a defense. Now, one thing to note here is that Jesus Christ, just in the previous chapter, Matthew chapter 3, had just got baptized. He had just got baptized, and right after that, the Spirit, he was led up of the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Now, let me ask you, everybody understand what a fast is? That's right. So if you haven't eaten, now I don't advise you, I don't think nobody can do that. Only Jesus could do it. We can't do that. So Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Do you think his flesh was weak? Drained? So why did Satan didn't attack him at the beginning? Why did he wait till he fasted 40 days? There you go. Satan will attack you when you're what?
Yeah.
The Bible says he is as a roaring lion seeking whom he devour. A lion really is a smart animal. He doesn't waste his energy. He sits there and waits to pounce on you. He is not going to go after the big, strong one because he knows that in that battle he might get hurt, killed, or whatever. So the lion is smart. Oh, that one's weak. Oh yeah, I'm ready to get him. And then he'll try to separate you and then pounce on you. Has Satan separated you? Does he have you in a corner, all in an alley by yourself? Yes, he'll do it. This is his tactics. I'm telling you, I've been there. He loves to isolate. And then once he isolates, he attacks. But you know the good thing?
Remember what you're fighting with.
That's the Word of God.
Amen.
But the first thing I want you to know here is that Satan tries to get Jesus to turn stones into bread. He knew that he could do it. He knew that he can do it. But Jesus was saying, hey, bread is not the important thing. He said, my word is more important than bread. What an example Jesus gives to us. You know, and this is what I tell my kids, you heard me say it many times, is that I really put the Word of God above food. My kids say, why do we got to read the Bible every day? I say, do you eat every day? It's pretty simple. You need to read God's Word every day because it strengthens you. So that right there was the lust of the flesh.
Yes.
Satan was trying to get Jesus Christ by the lust of the flesh. Now, I'm going to tell you there is three ways that Satan will always try to trip you up. Okay? And it's in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. So, Satan's always trying to get you three ways. Here we go. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Here we go.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.